This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You can run on for a long time, run on. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell Imagine if it was a movie or a science fiction book where there's a world government trying to covertly exterminate everybody. Now, they made a deal with this alien group that said exterminate humans and merge with machines. I mean, that's basically what it is. I haven't seen the aliens. I don't cover the aliens, but the globalists say they're getting rid of the human species. The human species is evil. Carbon-based life forms are bad. They're going to be silicon life forms. This is what they teach. Elon Musk says, beware of those that worship silicon gods. And so we're being sterilized. We're being killed right now. And I just think people should know about it. We should have a debate about it. But the globalists say, Jones, the public doesn't care. Evidence, they deserve to die. Well, the public does care. They were listening to us. That's why you block us from getting access to them. And people would make real sacrifices if the earth was really in trouble. But instead, you're just building a post-human world. You're just getting rid of the humans. And we know what you're doing. And we're not buying into your crap anymore. It just so happens I have a transmission where God came to earth and said, there's this fallen alien creature. You have free will. If you want to go under its control, you can. There'll be a point it gets so bad, though, that it'll start cheating and violate your free will. I'm going to come in and blast it to hell once it does that. And now I see that unfolding. You're like, well, why would God let the devil feed on us? It's free will. As soon as the devil gets in the way of free will, that's when God moves in. That's how it works. Okay, Carl. Carl's up next. Tom in California. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Alex Jones, General Jones, this is Carl from Virginia, a.k.a. Judgment from Revolutionary Universal. I was actually on the American Journal the other day. I spit a rap, and InfoWars inspired by globalists. I only heard it because it was inspired by you. Anyway, long story short, I saw Rob Drew the other day. Kind of reminded me of old days, you know what I mean, when we were doing cries and all that, because it was going through it. But yeah, this whole thing reminds me of Boys Town. And what to remember from that is that this goes so deep that no matter if it's $100 billion industry or not, the UN knows about it, and they're letting them get away with it because they're involved up to their eyeballs.
You're talking about pedophilia, yeah? Because it's more than just money. It's the spiritual system of us becoming cursed by our leaders being involved in it.
Absolutely. Psychic vampires are basically turning us into psychic vampires by basically having us go along with.
All right. I love you, Carl. Thanks for the call. All right. Let's talk to Tom in California. Go ahead.
Alex, I've been listening to you since 2000 from prisonplanet.org. And I just wanted to circle back to what you were talking about, how you need a giant war chest for money. You have on your website not memberships but sponsorships, and they are $25 and $50 a piece. You keep getting all these new listeners, and I think if you added a $5 and a $10 sponsorship, and you could send your new listeners to these, that you could raise your war chest.
I totally agree. We should have smaller than $25 on there.
Yeah, I've bought 25s. I've bought 50s. But if you have smaller amounts, I think your new listeners would be much more inclined.
I 1,000,000% agree. We need $5 and $10 ones. I mean, our cost, since they kick us off a bunch of banking, is like 5%. So it needs to be at least $5 donations. But I totally agree with you, and I will have them add $5 and $10 donations up there today. Anything else, Tom?
Yeah, I'd like to plug real quick.
All right, we're going to come back and have you finish up, and I really appreciate your support, brother. And then we're going to, real fast, 1 minute to the other callers. But I know Dr. Dick Begich has some important stuff to cover. I can't wait to hear him. Great friend of mine. Here he's coming to Austin soon. Look forward to having him in studio with us. And I really want him to get into HAARP and weather control. He's a real expert on that, but he's got a different message today. He said next week he'll come on and talk about weather control. Stay with us. Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone. And it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taking it under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off. Taking the fight directly to the globalists.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
I want to thank the crew for the great job they've done today. And Dr. Nick McAfee is about to co-host in just a few minutes taking over. Before the war with Owen Schroyer with live coverage of his victory tour, what evidence shows their weather weapon, their turnoff of our coal plants, the puppet president, the Chinese marionette, Joe Biden, now in Texas. But we're finishing up with Tom holding over from California. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that every morning I take the Turbo Force. I put the male vitality inside of it. And while I'm shaking it up, I put your Ultra 12 underneath my tongue. And then I take your alpha power every single morning. And it is absolutely amazing.
Well, people take Turbo Force and they go, oh, my gosh, including truck drivers. They've never taken anything this strong that doesn't have a big hangover. Because we had a top formulator, couldn't have his name on it because of who I am. Top guy said, no one will put the money into a product because everybody wants to have some strong stuff that's cheap. We put strong stuff that's expensive. It's less priced than most of these type of powders, but most people want like a 7-time markup. We have like a three-time markup by the time we discount it, about 150% markup to fund ourselves. But the Turbo Force is 10-hour clean energy. It is really crazy. I take a quarter packet when I need it. Folks that take a full packet are crazy. It is as strong as it gets.
I take a full packet every single morning before I go to work.
And beautiful, Tom. I'm out of time. I appreciate your call. Again, Nick Megan's coming up in about 4 minutes. Let's talk to Levi in Georgia. Levi, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I've been listening to you for a long time. Glad to finally be on the show. It's an honor.
I appreciate you holding for an hour, brother. Go ahead.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely worth it. I just wanted to talk about big corporations and whatnot. And I work several jobs, and one of my jobs is at Lowe's. And one of the things that really just baffled me when I started working there was there are these people there who wear their BLM masks and BLM shirts, and they can put pins on their vests and whatnot. And I wore a Back to the Blue shirt with my county's name on it, and they sent me home to change my shirt.
Oh, yeah, you can only promote communist groups. And again, all the big banks want BLM. That's George Soros. That raised $10.6 billion. But anything that's organic, anything grassroots like InfoWars or any of that's not allowed. So that tells you who the establishment is, doesn't it?
Oh, definitely, definitely. And, you know, another shirt that that became a problem was I'm not sure if you're aware of the Infidel group where they produce like Infidel stickers and it's like Crusaders eating porn.
Yeah, the Infidel symbol. Like yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And I had one of their shirts that I happened to find at a Goodwill, and I was like, oh, wow, awesome. So I wore that to work one day, and they sent me home for that and wrote me up just for having a shirt that said Infidel on the front, and then on the back it just said Sons of America with an American
flag.
Well,
you know, America's dirty. America's bad, Levi. Keep it up, and God bless you. We love you. Charles in Georgia, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, you're killing it, brother.
I'm trying.
Yeah, I called you a couple weeks ago, and I said we could use recall elections like a rear-naked choke to reverse the situation. And I got to the what but not the why before you had to jump and go to other callers. So I thought I'd call back and clarify, just in case people are having trouble connecting the dots. What we're doing here is we're issuing an ultimatum to every one of these recall state governors and legislatures that they're going to call in Joe Von Pulitzer to audit the ballots now, or we're going to do recall petitions and come around later this summer and recall their arse and put somebody in that will get Joe Von Pulitzer in there to audit the ballots. And by the way, you know where a great place to get tens of thousands of recall ballots signed in one day is? Trump rallies. Okay? Think about it. Every one of these people is going to have to run for re-election twice over the next 20 months while refusing to do their job, refusing to clean up the elections, refusing to audit the ballots, and refusing to uphold their oath of office.
And Trump's about to have a big tour against election fraud. That is a beautiful plan, brother.
The recall challengers can run against them just on that issue, and they'll win, especially after Trump sails into town and makes him a household name overnight. That's the rear naked choke. Audit the ballots now, or you're fired later this summer.
Beautiful, Charles. We're out of time. Look, I can't get to the other callers, Jefferson and others, but if we get your name and number, I promise, don't forget, guys, tomorrow we take calls. Call them back, okay? All right. Dr. Nick Begich is about to take over. Really appreciate him being here. Best-selling author, professor, your researcher. His dad was a congressman that disappeared. His brother's been a U.S. senator. And he's got a lot of important stuff to say today, so I don't want to hold him anymore before he takes over. For the next 50 minutes or so, then it's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. But first, live from Alaska, Dr. Nick Begich.
Hey, thank you, Alex, and I'm so glad to be here today. You know, everyone on this team is everyone who is hearing my voice right now. You're the team. You're the spear. You're all of that. And I've spent 62 years on my InfoWar. But see, when Alex and I started, Alex was the InfoWars, and that was his slogan, and that was his show. And I was making, changing the way we see the world. Okay, changing the way we see the world, and InfoWars merged. Two very different people, two very opposites in a lot of ways, but so the same at our core, at what we love and what we value and what we care about. And we express it so differently, so dramatically differently, which is what makes me a part of this team. As a team, you know, think about your wife or think about your husband, how opposite you might be, or your two best friends and how opposite you are, or two children, two brothers who are so opposite, or two sisters, you know, because that's how it is. And boy, doesn't that refine us when opposites get together and start grinding on each other in a loving way, in a kind way, in the way brothers should? Well, Alex and I are brothers. And every one of you that's listening to me are my brothers and sisters. And you really are. And you really are. And I say that. People go, oh, does he really mean that? Hey, sitting next to me is someone who reached out to me a few weeks ago in a way that was compelling. He said, I can help. I can do something. He lives in Salt Lake City. He's just like you. But he's living in a very tough place. I could tell you all about him. If you knew about him and where he was living and how tough it was, it's tough. But he loves it. He wakes up every morning making less than most people make if they were a paper boy when they used to have paper routes. And this man is here to help me because he said he would. And he said he would, and he meant it. And so I made it so that he could be here to help me. And he has helped me like you do not know. And I now can help you because he did what I asked you to do, just what you could, nothing more, just what you can. No burden. It can't feel hard or heavy or hard or anything. It can't. Because if it does, I'm not fair to ask. Because unless I'm entitled to ask you to take on my burden, I should keep it for myself. That's why I've worked alone so long. I don't want to burden anyone with what's going on in my life. You know, in this trip, in this travel through my life, I've been bankrupt twice. I've sacrificed my father to public service. My firstborn son is about to enter that, and I really don't want him to, because I know how brutal it is and how hard it is to be there. And he so loves his work, and he's so successful at his work. Now think of how a father feels when his firstborn son is going to take a 95% pay cut, a life cut that's even more important because of quality of life. He's going to instead choose to step into crap if he makes that choice. I hope he doesn't. I'm really trying to talk him out of it, actually. And he'd be the best thing the Congress ever saw, and every one of us would benefit from it. And the reason I'm talking him out of it or trying to, and I'm not being very successful so far, but I don't know, and I don't want to be successful, and I don't want to win. I don't want to do either one. I don't want to make his choice or choose his path as much as I'd like to as his dad. Because you know what I know? Whichever one he chooses is going to be so perfect for him that whatever he decides, I'm in it with him. I'm going to love it with him. I'm going to put all my energy in it with him. And today, I'm going to give you the same kind of choice that I had right now. And it's the most important choice, the most important impact. I told Daria when they were going to cancel me today, I said, please don't. I know Alex wants to switch the subject. He wasn't really canceled. We're just going to talk about something else. And I said, please just tell him that what I have to say is the most important thing since my father died, okay, when I was 14 years old and disappeared. What I'm saying to you today is the most meaningful moment that I've had that means something to me since then. And that's what we're going into today in the next segment. I want to bring you in and explain three concepts that I've never understood, but I'm going to explain them because now I do. It's called being born again. It's called long suffering. And how does that become a gift? How does long suffering become a gift that you can give anything out of? And then I'm going to talk about the voice, or whatever you want to call using your voice to make change. We're going to change the world together today. This is Dr. Nick Begich. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale.com. or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
It's good to be here. Hey, I never title these things, but today, you know, they ask me, what are we going to title this? They always do. And I say, this time I actually have one. And the title of this today is, it's time to drop dead and be born again. All right. It's time to drop dead and be born again. That's the title. What does that mean exactly? You know, this is one of the big mysteries. What does that mean? Oh, you're only born again once. You read the little script and everything goes good. I don't believe that. I think it's more than that. I think it goes deeper than that. I believe all of that. Well, I believe it goes deeper, okay? I believe all of that, but I believe it goes deeper, and I want to go deep. Because that's the only way Nick Begich goes. That's the only way Nicholas will arrive. And this is it. For 62 years, I've had this mission, and I've had this thing that I'd known I needed to do. And there's one thing, and everyone has this thing. And we all know what it is. It's our personal gift, our personal path, the thing I've been talking about for a long time here on the InfoWars. How do we engage that with power, especially right now when we need it? You know, the Chinese, you know what they want to do? Because the man sitting next to me knows the heart of China. They want the people of China to have in their heart where we want God. We want God or love in the center of our heart. One of the two, you know, the verb or the noun that I've been talking about, love or God. Please put that in my heart. You know what the communists want? You know what the Chinese want? You know what the Chi Coms want? They want the Communist Party. They want man in their heart only. And no room for love and no room for God, just room for earth. And I can tell you, that's the core of evil when we cover our heart and we bury it in that crap. And it is crap. Ladies and gentlemen, it is important to know that the heart needs to be filled with love or God. It's a verb, it's a noun, it's both. It needs that. That's how we live. You take that out of the heart of man and you shrivel up into something ugly. Don't be that. You deny your birthright in that. Hold love in your heart. Hold God in your heart. Either one, but hold one of them in your heart, please. For you, not for me. For you, because it's the heartbeat that keeps the spark, the flame that is God in you, alive. They want to kill it. They want to kill it. And we cannot die. We've been talking, complaining, bitching about the Chinese and what they're doing in our neighborhood where we're locked up in our houses and they're running around having parties and drinking at the bar. What the heck is going on? Did we just lose a war? It's time for a different attack. All right? Not an attack at all. The opposite of an attack. We're going to apply the art of war against China. We're going to use their strength against China. And it's not in direct combat. There's an art. It's an art. It's an art of war. And the war is in your heart is where the art of war lives. In each individual's heart, where the heart of man lives. It needs to be changed to the heart of God so that man can live like he was intended to. You see, that's being born again. When your heart becomes the heart of God, and you, the human, with that heart of God in you, gets to do some things with awareness, with consciousness, with the un out of that unawareness and unconsciousness. Awareness and consciousness. Claiming your birthrights back. So you can be born again in this minute, in this minute. Now I want to tell you about the other guy I met who bothered to answer. In fact, he started the whole problem. And because he took initiative, he got a big problem that I was able to immediately solve for him. And I'm going to tell the story because it's so important about taking action. Take an action that you believe in, that you know is possible. Possible. Somebody a few weeks ago sent me a note and said, how can I help? And I thought, boy, I never ask people for help. And he's the one that triggered the whole thing where I asked people for help. And I told him, get hold of me at info.earthpulse.com so you can tell me what you're thinking. And I heard a lot of different things. Everybody who wanted to put more stuff in my backpack so I could help swim across the lake of life with just more things to do until I sunk and drowned in the middle of the lake. And they went, oh, see you later. See you later. You know, poppycock, what you're doing. See you later. How come you didn't get my rock taken care of that I threw in your backpack? Because it wasn't my rock to carry. It was his rock to carry. But he missed the opportunity and wanted to just hand it off to someone else and feel like he finished it. He didn't even start. Okay. He just wanted to get rid of his burden and let someone else carry it and just walk away for free. That's the problem with communism. When it enters your heart, everything's for free. Just put your burden on someone else, walk away, leave them in the dust, and just bitch at them every step of the way. That's why I don't want my son to go into government, because that's what you get there. Hey, do this for me, and if you don't, through you. No, that's not the way I want to live, not the way we can live, not the way we have to live. And I have a problem with technology. I want to admit it. This is my very biggest weakness. It's so hard it actually inhibits me from what I need to do next. And I can't do it. I really can't. It's something I cannot do. But everyone listening, every one of you can do. And if you choose not to, then you do something. And that choice that helps me today in such a way that is so profound, it is the life-changing event that anyone who saw the video I produced here that started all this, go look at it. It's called Breaking the Zombie Trance, which is, this is my shot at it. Okay, I want you to be born again today like I was born again. Again today. I've been born again a bunch of times in this lifetime. I got to be born again today because a man named Chad in New Brunswick in Canada had the balls, if I can say it, to actually do something that was so simple as to just say, hey, how can I help? Boy, is that easy. We can all do that. But I don't need any help like that. I don't even want to make it hard. It's just going to be pushing a button. He's been trying to get me to push a button all week. Now, I started my day Thursday night, and I wrote some stuff and put it out there and thinking I was going to be on the radio and all that, and we didn't. So I had other work to do, and what I ended up doing is I woke up Friday morning at 6 a.m., and I went to bed Wednesday morning when I went back to bed, and I was up for about 120 hours doing some work, having conversation at the same rate of speed I'm having right now with no interruptions with a bunch of different people and a little bit of interruption. I'll let somebody breathe. I got to breathe, and they got to talk sometime. Here's what happened. Chad and I had a 24-hour conversation scattered over a week. 24 hours dipping in as I was dipping into a very complex life that he got to view. Front seat row, man. And all he did is, how can I help? All right, well, that help and that diversion of attention cost him something, because choosing and pain kind of run together. And when you help me in this situation because of what happened here, I have two witnesses now that can bear to my transformation, that can bear witness to my being born again, because they were in it with me all week long, and they were perfect strangers. Never met them. In fact, I haven't met one of them in person. I haven't been able to hug him and his family and thank him for the family that has come into my life and helped me today to do something better, to help you today. And I couldn't push the button. See, I want to do this 10-hour podcast nonstop. Nick Begg is talking like a machine gun, and talk to you and finally get this stuff out, you know, in one big shot, you know, where you can all dial in and see it live and comment and play with me a little bit, and you have a way to come in and out of that. I want to do it for 10 hours and then see how long I can go. You know, I can go a long time. It'd be kind of interesting, wouldn't it? How much could I say? What would I have to say out of 10,000 books and hundreds of thousands of articles condensed down every week for you with 50 hours of conversation with some of the brightest minds in the world and some of the brightest literature, and I bring it down to you in one fine thing. But today's message is most important of my life. And in the last segments that we have, I really want you to pay attention. I'm going to try and get it out because I have no choice. This is the day for change, and we're either going to wake up or fall back to sleep and watch our world fall apart on steroids. Let's not do that.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale. And an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man. Man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Nick Begich.
And welcome back. And Nicholas Begich here. Nicholas, for my friends that are hearing my message today, and I appreciate that. When you see me, I'll know which ones you're listening to, the old ones or the new ones, because if you call me Nicholas, I'll know you know me now, who I am now, who I've been born again even in this day right now. And I want to talk about that, about pushing the right button and why I can't do certain things. I've spoken against technology and the technocracy my whole life. I don't do social media. I do as little as I can. I have a hard time even touching computers to communicate with people because I know what's happening every time I do. We fall into the trap we're trying to stop. And that's like a paradox for me, a conflict for me at such a profound level within my soul that people can't even understand why I can't push that button. To just do it. And the button I've been trying to push is
is Chad's been working with me all week to get me to push that button. He spent 24 hours of his time with me to get me to push that button I couldn't push. And yesterday night this morning here and trying to figure it out, and I'm sitting here and I'm going, okay, I really don't know if I could push that button. And he's pushing me like a good friend would, in such a gentle and soft and kind way, but still with enough force and to keep me pushing, not to carry his burden, but to carry my own and encourage me to try to get me to just lift my finger and do it. And I finally did it, and the machine said, sorry, 24 hours, can't talk. And I went, all right, cool. I pushed the button, but nothing happened. Good, I didn't violate myself in my own soul, I felt. But at the same time, I said, Chad, I said, well, we did it. But we know we're now on 24-hour delay, so we're stuck. And now the universe and God has to sort out how come he decided that we needed to wait. But I knew I needed to sleep eventually because I've only slept 18 hours since last Thursday. That's over a week ago. And I'm really busy, and I got a lot to do, and I don't feel depleted in any way. But I know I shouldn't do that to my body. And I've talked about the body, the mind, the spirit, the soul. And I've really hurt my body this week, and my body's crying, man. It's crying at me. But I can ignore my body, unlike a lot of people. And I know you don't understand what I'm saying, but I can live in pain, and I can smile. And if you haven't seen it, God, you've missed me. You've missed Nicholas, who I am now. You missed meeting me, and I really wanted to meet you. Every single one of you. And then I didn't. That didn't happen. Just give me a second, because this is really important to me. And if I've ever done anything at all for any of you that are listening, please just give me the moment to make this pushing a button for you, not for me. Not for me, because the only reason I ever did any of this is I hope I would reach one person, just one, not millions, not the millions I'm talking to right now, just one, just you, the one that's listening to me right now, in the hope that I could help you push your button. The thing that you just couldn't do, which was only a simple one. You know, Alex is an explosion, all right, of energy. And I'm an implosion of energy. I drive inward so I can then explode outward. And that's the oscillation. That's the rhythm that Alex and I have that people mistake as conflict. It's not. You see, this is the rhythm of how we go in and out of our inner world and our outer world. And we all need to find that rhythm in ourselves. You see, not just watching Alex and do it. Now, you know, you can see that. I can show you my energy in Alex, but I don't do that because that's not my way. That's Alex's way. And that's other people's way. Don't mistake people's way and start judging it because it's not yours. This is where the born-again idea just screws everyone up and it gets missed so much and no one ever achieves what everyone wants, which is that they be born again and recognize truth for where it is. And then begin to do it and live it and experience it. That's being born again. All this other stuff is a bunch of BS. If it doesn't result in that, then it's just lying to God, lying to yourself. I've been trying to unknot that in a gentle way, and I need to. My heart's to do that. I never have enough time, and I have all the time I need, and that's why I'm so patient with it. And I always tell, because everyone on the team at the network always thinks I'm going to be upset some way, and I'm never upset. I'm never upset. I really am not. But when my friends who love me are on the outside and they see things happening that they would be upset by, of course they think I'm upset, and empathy flows and compassion, all those wonderful things that make life better. But what they're doing is the wrong thing for Nick Begich at that time, because I'm not suffering. And that's the mystery of long suffering that I want to explain. So people see me in the right way and don't do that, because that hurts me. Believe it or not, compassion thrown at long suffering is not the right answer. You see, that's the wrong answer. It needs to be something else. I'm going to try and explain it, but it's very complicated. I don't know if I'm going to do it, but I know the Spirit of God will deliver the part of this message that I fail in, because that's what kept me from saying a lot of this over my lifetime, because the accountability for what you say is so profound. You're so responsible in knowing that if I don't do it, then I sin. If I don't know it and I do that, I don't sin. But I have knowledge. I have knowing that others don't. Others have believing, which I tried to explain, isn't knowing. But when you know something, you're responsible. If you're going to try to change something from believing to something that's real and that's known, then you have to do something different. And you are very, 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 very responsible for that. And I take that very seriously. I would rather be struck dead, although I don't want to die. I value every breath of life, than to say one word or breathe one breath that hurts anyone. Because then I'm done. I failed at my base foundation. And so God had to show me that I can do my best
not fail in that, not fail in my best. Even I have to learn that, even now in the last week, that I have to do that, my best. And I do it all the time. I always do just like you, but I still have flaws, and God knows it. And what God said to me in my conversation with God is, don't worry, Nicholas. I know all your flaws better than you do. And I know he does, and he's accepting of them. And I need to be accepting of at least what God is accepting of me and me. Shouldn't I be? Shouldn't I just be able to do that like a dad would with his two-year-old? Because I feel like that two-year-old sometimes, just like every one of you. And I want that embrace from my dad, who disappeared off the face of the earth in the middle of public service that I was in there with him. Because that's how our family operated and always has for generations and will for, I hope, generations to come. That we actually know how to serve in the way that we are called to serve. Not in the way we want to serve. Because I can do a lot of things and I want to, but I don't do what I want, because what I want more than any of those things is I want to be full and I want to be filled and I want to actualize the creature, the person in this body, the soul in this body. That's the optimum soul in this body that God created, wanted me to be. I really want that. I want to be back in the garden with God again, innocent again, and creating again with God. That's what I'm hoping for my life, as long as I can breathe on the earth. And I hope that when I'm in fellowship in a different place, however that really rolls out, I want a hut in heaven. I don't want a mansion, you see. I want to give away all my heavenly credits before I get there to everyone that needs them, because I don't. Because here's what happens when I do that. If I give like that, and I get the hut on the edge of heaven, see, I've lived like that, and I love it. I love living in the dirt, laying on the ground, doing what I do, because it's not about what my body's feeling. It's what I'm doing that I love doing that I'm doing. I'll do that wherever it is, as long as I love what I do, and I'm doing what I'm doing, I'm doing what I'm meant to be. And that's what I want everyone to do what you're doing and do what you're meant to be and follow your own path. And just be honest with yourself, period. And then seek something worth having, either love or God. Love or God, that's all. And if you do that, you'll win every single time. And you can quit losing every single time, or at least feeling like it. And even then, when the losses come, this gets into the dimension of long-suffering, which I didn't understand. Because when you have the gift of long-suffering, the way it works is you got to suffer through it all first. And then you go, oh, wow, now I know what I was doing. But in doing the suffering, you never lose faith. Every step, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. And people witness that. And they go, how does a man get beaten down, go bankrupt twice, lose his family? His daughters don't talk to him in 10 years. Two of my daughters haven't talked to me in a decade, ladies and gentlemen. I talk to you every week, but they won't talk to me. I reach out every once in a while. They won't talk to me because they're mad at me because I was weak and I wasn't a good dad. I wasn't, because I was so focused on my public work, and I thought I had a configuration that would support that, because that's how I grew up, with a configuration that supported that. And I had a wife that didn't understand that. It wasn't her fault. She didn't do anything wrong. She just didn't understand me. And believe me, the woman that was with me for 10 years and who I've talked about and isn't with me because, and we're friends. We had dinner the other night. We talk all the time. I love her like I always have. But I have a purpose and she has a purpose. And we're doing that together in a different way, the way people don't understand, because we love each other and we still do. But I have work and she has work, and I love you too. And that's why I'm here today with one more segment to go to try to get through this. And I love you, and this is Dr. Nicholas Begich talking to you today from Anchorage, Alaska.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Power grid failures and natural disasters, they happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
Hey, thank you, guys. And, I'm really just really excited. I'm sorry for all the emotion today, but it is a big day for me because I have choices today. And I asked God this. In my prayer life, I said, I'm fighting for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I'm not feeling liberated. I'm not feeling a lot of life. And I'm not feeling very happy a lot of times. And I want to admit that, confess that. But in that conversation with God, I said, I cannot be a spokesperson for life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness unless I'm an example of it. And I am that example of it, as fractured as it is. But you're going to see an example of that like you've never seen before, because I have fulfilled my purpose in this lifetime. I can stop. God and I have a relationship. I can stop. I can have a mansion, but I'm not going to have a mansion in heaven, as I started to talk about. I want a hut. H-U-T, a hut in heaven, sleeping on the grass, just knowing it's there, because I'm going to give away all the credits I can possibly earn, and I told God to take them if there's a way to do this. Just take them and hand them out to those that just don't think they're quite worthy enough, so they might just feel worthy enough to look inside long enough to ask themselves, is there something worth finding, either God or love? So I give up all my credits to have that hut, because I still want in the gate. Just let me in the gate, Because by doing that, I know I will have made many, many friends and helped many people. And I already have. I did enough, so I already can do this. It already happened, actually. And so all my friends have these great places in heaven. And some of them are like 10-mile big buildings where I can go visit. And I love a road trip. I like driving around, visit my friends. I do it because I can and my friends can't. But they need that help. They need me to show up every once in a while and come into their lives in a personal way, like my friend Dan right here next to me did. And I didn't know Dan. I didn't know he was my friend, but I knew he was my friend because he's one of the people that hears me. And he actually reached out to me, and now he's sitting on my couch. And I flew him, not from his home, but from the airport in Salt Lake City, to come here and help me. And he's helping me in a way that I can help you today. And in fact, the only reason we're here doing this today, this way, is because this man who thinks in a lot of ways, he knows he's what he is. He knows, but everyone else who looks at him doesn't know what he is. They all try to interpret him. Oh, there's a poor man. There's this man. There's that man. No, no. There's the creature that God created that so elegantly fulfills his life. That's every man. That's every woman. And that's even you. And that's how I see you. At least one person on this earth sees everyone on this earth as the purity that God created them, even if they don't. I thought everybody did. There's a lot of people that see each other that way. I know because I keep meeting them. One of them sitting next to me here, Chad in New Brunswick, who stuck his neck out to do something good and then had somebody chop it off in a mean, cruel way. Some son of a bitch, and he was. Chopped him off and beat up his family while he was trying to help. And it cost him $20,000. I'm not a rich man. I'm not in terms of material to pop up 20 grand, but I can. But I can because of you, because I'm enough prosperous to do that. Because y'all been supporting me all this way in this weird kind of way. Even though I went bankrupt a couple times, that doesn't feel good. I don't want him to feel bad for helping me. And he won't. He'll feel great because he's listening right now and his family's listening right now. So I woke up this morning. I said, well, I can relieve that suffering from the man that just transformed my life today, for goodness sake, because he's the other witness to my own transformation. So I let him know, you know, get rid of that suffering and stay tuned and relax today and listen to what I have to say because you made this message happen. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here right now doing this. And so he was trying to get me to push that button that I pushed and went on stall for 24 hours because that's what I needed to know what I needed to do. And so I relieved his suffering. And when I leave this, I'm taking Dan. We're going to the credit union. I'm pulling out 20 grand, which is 2/3 of the money I have there. And I'm going to hand it to a guy that needs it. And before I get back home, my bank account will be full again because I know how it works. And believe me, I'm not kidding. So it really does. And you might be a part of that. Someone else might be too. I don't know, but I always know. And I never ask. But I try not to. But I've been asking lately because of one verse that I have to accept as truth. When two or more are gathered in his name, things happen. Not when one is. And I need to do it alone to learn what long suffering felt like and could be and could transform into that's so beautiful. And I'm in my transformative day of my long suffering today because I can choose to be absolutely free and I have choices right. And I'm selling my home. I'm changing my life in every way. I'm resetting every single friendship I have and I'm resetting all of mine with you today in one shot in less than an hour. And so, but not on a down cycle. We're all raising up a notch. And I'm going up and up because I changed so much in the last few months, and particularly in the last week, that I'm the stronger field among my friends, at least, that are close to me, and I'm dragging them with me, or they're falling aside. But they're not falling anywhere. They're falling into their path so they can finish it. And they intersected mine for some time because I could help that. And now we're all on our path, you know, and that requires us pushing our personal button that I couldn't do. I needed a brother to come and say, hey, man, I'm going to help you until you can metaphorically push that button. Well, he didn't say it that way. That's the way I saw it. He only knew what he was doing and was judging that. And I knew what I was doing and judging that. Just like Alex and I do this weird thing that no one can understand because we don't judge each other's action. We trust each other's core because we know we're born out of the same seed and we know the seed is alive in us and we're aware of it. And every once in a while, we even forget and we get crazy and do crazy things. And if you don't think I do, wait till Alex sits down with me and I tell him my darker side stories that are a little bit humorous now because they're over with in their history instead of in the present moment, which is making a sin again. And they weren't then because I was too dumb to know what I was doing. But they are sure funny as heck. And Chad got to know a lot of those stories. Believe me, in a 24-hour conversation, I'm very revealing. I'm not afraid to pull my pants down and be naked in front of my friends, God, or the world because that's the price of public service. I learned how to do it as a kid.
And so when Dan came to my house, he's all concerned about seeing things, moving things. I said, Dan, you're in your house, not my house. Treat it like it's yours. There's nothing here. I'm transparent. He'll tell you I could bring him on, but I won't because I can't spare the time today. But I got to tell you, you know, when you come in my home, you are my friend. Even if you're a perfect stranger, I don't invite you in my home. That's how it works. You're all in my home. This is my frickin' living room you're sitting in. I've got a couple baskets on an ottoman and a camera here facing me, delivering this high-quality message, not because of what I have, not at all, because of the partner I have in Alex Jones and you. You that made it possible for Alex Jones and I to do this and have this minute or two today to try and change some lives and leave you enough power to change your own. And here's the button you got to push. I know Chad's going nuts. He's going, you're running out of time, and you haven't told everyone what their button is. It's what it is simple. The button is so simple. Where's your resistance in life, and where do you need help? Where do you need help to lift yourself where you know there's a hole that you can't dig out of alone? Or just something as simple as pushing a button. It may be simple, and the other guy may not understand why you can't push it. When you fight against the technology, how could I ask someone to say you to go use it? Come on now, think about that. Then I've just defeated myself. God strike me dead because I just lied to myself about everything I did. I can't do it. That's so hard for me, and I won't do it because it means I'm not honest, and I've lied all this time, and I won't do it. But I want to do a 10-hour podcast to give you the whole story and tell Joe Rogan, you know, maybe he should do one on his own without a guest to see if he can hold 10 hours of conversation that's interesting enough to watch. Because I think my numbers would go up if I could get people to help me do it and organize it in a way that cross-platform, not just here with all of us, but let's go out there and see some people we don't normally talk to and give them the same message that maybe they could use something from, and maybe their spark to life will come alive. And I have a gateway into China where I can talk to 1.4 billion people. And I want people to join me in that, but I don't want to add a rock to anyone. So I've asked and asked, but everybody thinks I'm handing them rocks. No, no. I'm just asking you for permission, just permission to say, okay, come down. Let's talk about it. If there's no rocks in the backpack or the rocks you'll carry, yeah, we can find a way to do that. Because I'll do that. I'll carry some rocks to get something done. I won't give them to someone else. I'm not a giver of rocks. I have a hard time giving them up and even asking for help, for goodness sake. So I know how hard it is to ask. But I know what it is to feel like you're suffering when you're trying to help. And you can't seem to get people to see why it's not you they need to help. It's them they need to help. So that's what I'm trying to do in the last minute and 20 seconds I have. Is I want to convince you to push the button in your life that helps you, that changes you, that makes you into the person you can be and you will be as soon as you push that button. It's so easy to push because you have absolute power to push it. And if you don't push it, that's a decision. You're not going to do it. You're not going to come awake and you're not going to come aware and not even going to try. Go ahead. That's okay. That's a fair choice. God will use you anyway, and that's what I know. You just don't know what's happening when you're suffering. But when you know what's happening with your suffering, it doesn't feel so bad. And so I want to read this until I run out of the last 50 seconds. Something I wrote is going to come out someday. Shed the fear. Fear gets in the way. Worries about what never was. Fear gets in the way. Thoughts get in the way. Doubt reflects the fear in thee. Thoughts get in the way. Ego gets in the way as emotion takes its toll and fear reflects internally. Ego gets in the way. The way is cleared. The heart upheld. The worries, as worries let go of fear and vision see. The way is cleared and heart upheld. The day is dawning and love upheld as doubt drops, thought stops, and peace is seen again. The day is dawning and love upheld, in union sought and found. Does God abide in we? As ego folds and walks away, emotion lights the way. In union sought and found, does God abide in we? God is love, in union, one in...
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.